find. Gotta get dry land for the get me this time. No, 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 that ain't what I want. Somebody help me. Pronto. Feel like I'm chased by the Long Ranger and Tonto. No, 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 that ain't what I want. Somebody help me get me out of this living in a swamp. Poppers hanging from the branches. Bullfrog leeches take a chance. No, 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 no.
Swamp, the opening track from Del Roberts and Hate Gringo's new album, Adios Amigo. And right now it is my very great pleasure to welcome to Jump Children the main man, Daryl Roberts. Daryl, it's been a while. How are you?
It has, Stephen, but it's great to have a chat, mate. I'm doing well. It's nice to be on.
Congrats on the album. It's been on fairly high rotation at Casadel Stephen this past week. But first things first, Adios Amigo. Do we read anything into the title? I recall that as a tiny little kid, I bought a Ramones album called Adios Amigos, which turned out to be their last. You're not thinking of pulling the pin, are you?
Funny you should say that. No, this is album number 9. I've been told by the missus this has got to be the last one. It can't afford anymore. Yeah, but what do? You write songs. That's what we do. You know, it's you write songs. And what do with them? You got to record them. And I love it. I just love music. Music's what it's all about. I love playing and recording, especially with these guys, is just a pleasure.
Well, tell me a little bit about Hey Gringo. The band was formed when? Around 93? How did it come to be?
Well, I'd been writing some songs back then. I've always sort of played ever since the 70s. I formed original bands. I always had that original sort of vibe because of the influences back in the 70s. That's what really started it all. Melbourne in the 70s was just fantastic. You had so many great bands. You could go to at your local pubs, you know, national bands, you know, the ones you see on TV or hear on the radio, they were there. And so you just went and absorbed it all. And it was original. Everything was original. Middle-y, you know, during the late 70s and 80s, I actually played in the bush band for a while. That was all the go then. Played mainly in the bush band. Then I played in a few, how dare to say, cover bands, which I actually loathe. But no offense to anybody out there doing it, but it did help feed the family a bit. Then in the 90s, I'd had enough of that, and I'd started writing it. Started it off as an acoustic duo with a guy named Paul Gadsby, who's played with Paul Kelly in the Dots, and Colin Hay he played with, and a lot of other bands. We did an acoustic duo, and it has sort of evolved from that. The name came from, actually, I was looking for a name, and I had a denim jacket. It had tapestried into it on the front, Gringo. So I thought, hey, Gringo. You know, hey, why not? Yeah, I like that whole vibe, the whole Mexican vibe. Been to Mexico, love it. I'm into archaeology and stuff. So,
oh, right.
I love the whole Mexican feel. And so I relate to that type of vibe, you know. And that's why I sort of kept that theme throughout. It sort of hung in there. Yes, 93, we kicked off, didn't record until about 2000. It evolved into a band. And that's when I recorded the first album at Nicky Bomber's with Ross Hannaford, Nicky, Paul, and a few others. And then it evolved from there. Every couple of years, I do another album, write enough songs to be able to do another album. And yeah. And here we are today, 9 albums later.
aside from yourself, is there a core group of personnel?
It's a fairly fluid lineup, or it has been over the years, a fairly fluid lineup. But at the moment, I've got an awesome group of young guys that work with us that have been for the last couple of years. Charlie Bedford on guitar.
Yeah, we know Charlie.
Yeah, he's great. And I've got Harvey Constable on drums, who they actually played in the band when they were just teenagers. They went to Memphis when they were teenagers and played over there in the blues, youth and blues.
Oh, right.
But they're just like, they've been around for years. Their intuition, their spontaneity, their chops, they're just awesome. We don't rehearse. We just play. I play bass in the left hand on the keys. There's no bass player on this album. It's my left hand, but don't tell anybody. That makes it all the more fluid as far as the actual vibe when you're playing, because we can take it places spontaneously without having set structures with a lot of the songs. I've got the control of the enterprise. I can take it wherever I want to go, and they just come along and join in. So we also have sax players. That's how I can afford to have a sax player, not him a bass player. And we've got a few different sax players. Aaron Searle's one. And Christian Foyle is another, and they're both awesome sax players. Yeah.
Turning to the album, Adios Amigo, where was it recorded?
This one was recorded somewhere different again, and I sat in with the Salty Trethowan and his band, the Blowout, and played on their album at Paulie Bignell's. And I like the vibe at Paulie's. It's a really good vibe and the way he operates. Previous album was done at Jeff Lang's, and he was awesome too. But before that, Shane Diorio did one. And yeah, before that was all Nicky Bomber. I did it at his places. But this one was, this one I decided to do at Paulie's Hailstone Studios and do it live. The previous ones I've sort of gone up to Nicky Bomber's and done the drums up his place.
Yeah.
Up near Bright, and then brought it back and pieced it together. But I wanted this because the lineup we've got at the moment is just so awesome. Like I said, we don't rehearse or anything, but I just gave them a few demos of what I'd done at home. We just went in and did them bang, 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 and just put them down all in one day, 10 songs in one day, and just as the trio live. So, and even with the guide vocals, we ended up keeping the guide vocals so nice and easy.
Well, I had heard that all the tunes were done in a single take, and I was going to comment that it must make for a pretty short day. I guess 10 tunes in a day is not a bad effort.
No, it's great. That's what I like about Paulie. He's a real worker too, and he managed to capture all that really well, and with a really good live sort of vibe. And then we got the horns in afterwards, and basically there is no guitar overdubs. When the Charlie takes a solo, there's no guitar behind it.
Yeah,
it's just what you would hear live. Except for one track, Paulie did a bit of rhythm on Leave Me Alone, which is a song that I wrote back in 1980. I dug that one out and put a bit of a Stones vibe to it. Apart from that, Kerry's vocals, Kerry Simpson, amazing. It's the third album she's been on, which is great. Christian Foyle played sax and trumpet on it, as well as Aaron Searle and Vincent Bradley. And Harvey's, the drummer's dad, Dean, who sometimes fills in when Harvey can't do the gigs because he's a reporter for the Herald Sun. So sometimes he's not available. It's just a bit like that these days. And he played some percussion on the album too. So apart from that, my harmonica, and I did the guitar intro to Adios Amigo is actually off the demo that I did.
Oh, okay.
The spaghetti western start.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned Kerry Simpson, because I'm about to play my favourite track from the album, which features a stunning vocal from her. But before I do that, and before I let you go, where can folks get a hold of the album?
At the moment, because I've laid out a bit, I'm trying to move them, which I did at the gig on Sunday, last Sunday night. It was great. People just gobbled it up at the gig. You can get it online and order online. It's one of those PayPal things, and I can send it out at the moment or at a gig. I go to the website, heygringo.com.au. It's on the homepage there, a link, and you can get it. Digitally, I'm not going to put it on Bandcamp or anything yet. The rest of the music's on there because it's not as rewarding at the moment. I'm not being mercenary or anything, but it's not easy.
I understand.
Yeah, and for those people that still have CDs, it's great. Probably I'll give it a month or two and I'll stick it on Bandcamp. Spotify can hang out.
Well, on that note, Daryl Roberts, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for having me on, mate. That's great, and appreciate the support that you do for all the Oz music, and it's great what the community radio does.
We'll go out with the track, as I hinted before, from the album Adios Amigo. Daryl Roberts and Hey Gringo, look out, here I come.